Signs will be going up at various water access points across Collingwood, but the locations will not be publicly advertised to tourists, says town staff. During Monday's, May 30th, regular meeting of council, councillors gave their approval to a new water access point categorization, which will see signs erected at 29 water access points at the ends of roadways in residential neighborhoods in Collingwood. The signage at each point is determined based on categories assigned to the locations by town staff. I think it's important that we understand these signs are not an invitation, they're an identification, said Acting Deputy Mayor Marianne McLeod during the meeting. According to current town records, there are three categories for water access points. Category 1 is for boat launches and/or trail access. There is currently one Category 1 access point, on Harbour Street. Category 2 is for posted public water access and drainage outlets. There are 14 access points that fall into this category in Collingwood that are located at the end of streets in locations such as Longpoint Road, Birch Street, Ontario, Oliver Streets, Elliott Street and Huronia Pathway. Category 3 is for unopened road allowances. There are about 14 access points in this category, including on Gun Club Road, Linden, White Street, Minnesota Street and Walker Street. The added signs will include information on whether the areas are maintained, use at own risk, and information on parking bylaws adjacent to the sites. Signs will also properly identify the end of the road for driver safety, identify operational maintenance and reduce liability for the town. For Category 2 access points, garbage receptacles can be added based on public demand. To add the signage is expected to cost $3,975 for Category 2 sites and $2,675 for Category 3 sites, for a total cost of $6,650. These costs are expected to be absorbed within the 2022 operating budgets for parks and public works. The intention of this report is to set a baseline and look at these sites as they exist today, said Director of Public Works, Engineering, and Environmental Services Peggy Slama. Through categorization, we'll set a baseline for opportunities for residents to use these locations. The opportunity will always be there for us to revisit these categories, she added. The matter first came before councillors at the May 9th Development and Operations Standing Committee meeting. According to the updated staff report incorporating feedback from that meeting and received from residents since, staff will only be updating the current online mapping of water access locations to show Category 1 locations, as they offer town-provided parking. Also during that committee discussion, resident Tim Fryer gave a deputation asking that the access point at Lakeview Avenue adjacent to his property be changed from a Category 2 to 3, which was granted. On Monday's consent agenda there were letters from four residents opposed to that switch. At Monday's meeting, Slama said conditions have changed at that specific site, which informed the switch in categorization. There is considerable natural vegetation and the access to water is not readily achievable unless we cleaned up the area and did maintenance, said Slama. Slama noted the town had received concerns from residents regarding the possibility of directing tourists to the Category 2 and 3 locations, which she reassured council was not the case. That is not the intention. The intention is to have small signs at the locations, she said. So, the other locations would be more known just to our residents. McLeod said councillors had received many phone calls and questions regarding the categorization. She also asked if a no parking message could be added to the Category 3 signs. There are a lot of very narrow roads, and residents are so worried about people driving down there and then not being able to get out, said McLeod. Slama said it could be considered by Public Works, in consultation with town bylaw staff. She noted it would require an amendment to the current parking bylaw. Town Deb Doherty said she was disappointed in some of the comments she received from residents. Quite frankly, it smacked of NIMBYism, not in my backyard, to me, said Doherty. However, I'm pleased that the amendments that have been brought forward are in the interest of public safety. Town Yvonne Hamlin thanked residents for reaching out, but said that most of them had only heard about the matter because of a previous article in CollingwoodToday.ca. They wished they had been notified directly, so they could have had some input, said Hamlin. Council voted unanimously in favor of receiving the report and approving the water access categorization. Town Chris Carrier was absent from the meeting.